Hey guys, welcome to the Liberal Hive Mind, a channel solely focused on exposing the abundant hypocrisy of the left. America is so back, baby. You can just feel the shift in energy. You can feel the return to sanity. And when I say you can feel it, I mean almost literally. It's almost tangible. It's there. You could put your hands on it almost. You could see it for what it is. It feels almost like we're watching the restoration of dignity for hardworking Americans. And we're also actively seeing the streets being cleaned up. And I think nobody is feeling it more than the people who were left behind under the Biden administration. And really, it goes all the way as far back to the Clinton days. We're talking about the working class and especially minority communities. And of course, like usual, I'm not just going to say something and expect you to buy it. No, I'm going to show you. I've got an incredible video to basically prove the point. I got a clip of a relatively young black man who just walked onto a construction site, asked for a job, and guess what? He got hired on the spot, and he credits that to Donald Trump's immigration policies, saying this would have never happened before because he had been trying for years but had been unemployed. You know, just like I'm saying, Donald Trump is making a tangible difference for people. He's bringing dignity back to so many people who just want to be hardworking Americans, but they've been refused those opportunities as the globalist elites continue to undercut them with cheap imported illegal migrant labor. I want to show you guys a couple clips and continue to make the points that I've been making. We got some stuff to get into, so let's roll the tape. All right, folks, so take a look at this video right over here, which is currently going viral on X.
Hey, man, first of all, I just want to say, man, thank you, Trump. Because guess what? I went to a construction site today, y'all. Remember, I didn't have no job. I was doing Uber. Couldn't find a job nowhere. I went to a construction site. They was already working. Got hired on the spot. Thank you, Mr. Trump. Thank you so much, man. Thank you, Mr. Trump. If it wasn't for the move that you did make for the immigrants, and I'm not talking about the good people, I wouldn't have a job right now. Mr. President, I've been working all day, Mr. President. I just got off, Mr. President. I got a job for Monday, Mr. President. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Guys, let me tell you, man, I walked in today on a construction site, hired me on the spot. I started work today, just got off, y'all. Mr. Trump, thank you so much.
It's a beautiful thing to see. He wasn't looking for handouts. He wasn't waiting on a government check. He wanted to work. And for the first time in years, he finally had an opportunity. And who does he credit for it? Donald J. Trump. And honestly, some people might think that that's an assumption. Maybe he just got lucky. Maybe this time the construction site was just hiring random people on the streets. But come on, don't be so naive. He got that job in the way that he did because the labor market has shifted. Because Trump actually got rid of the competition that should have never been there in the first place. For decades, illegal immigrants flooded the labor market and absolutely gutted wages for American working class people. And we're having that conversation, who do you think's getting hit the hardest? Who do you think is disproportionately affected, to use the Democrats' own terms? Well, of course, black and Hispanic communities. The very people that Democrats claim to care about. The very same people that Democrats exploit for votes every election cycle, only to turn around and screw them over with policies that favor cheap foreign labor and big business. It's actually very basic, simple macroeconomics. Very simple economic reality that Democrats refuse to acknowledge. The more low-skill workers that you import, or that you allow to walk in the country with total impunity, well, the lower wages are for everybody else. If you flood the market with millions of illegal workers, businesses are going to hire them over American citizens every single time. Why? Well, because they can pay them under the table, avoid taxes, avoid benefits, and cut corners. And that, of course, is exactly how we got here. That's how you end up with black and Hispanic Americans getting priced out of jobs. And under the Joe Biden administration, it got worse than ever. A record number of illegals poured into the country. Joe Biden basically took what was happening and then put it on steroids. And he pushed American workers, and especially minority workers, further and further to the bottom of the economic ladder. That is what's been happening until now. You know, again, Democrats want to frame Trump's mass deportations as this horrible thing that's going to hurt the economy and hurt American workers. And it's just plain vicious and mean.
What to do?
But it's a total misrepresentation. Trump's mass deportations of illegal workers are actually forcing businesses to do what they should have been doing all along, hire American citizens. In other words, Trump's policies aren't hurting America, it's not hurting American workers, it's benefiting them. And this man's story is basically the living proof of that. He went from struggling, delivering Uber to just scrape by, to now getting a stable construction job. And all he had to do was walk onto the site and he got hired instantly. That's how real and immediate this shift really is. And again, it's not just about economics, it's also about public safety too. That's very much an important part of this conversation. And that's another situation, it's another issue that we're seeing get better in real time. Finally, things are happening. And you could tell that it's having an effect on actual people and their lives. I got another viral clip that I want to show you guys. This time of a resident, looks like a working class resident in a working class neighborhood, who lived next to a motel that allegedly had been taken over by illegal immigrant gang members. And obviously, the circumstance of the neighborhood most likely devolved because of it. And guess what? Now ICE is on it. They raided the motel, cleared it out. And just listen to how thankful the residents are.
ICE is raiding the neighbors. No way. Hell yeah, yo.
Yeah, dude, they're for real, man.
I love it, dude.
They're
I love it.
Right?
I'm loving it. It's ICE.
It's gotta be, right?
It is. Dude, I love it. Thank God. I've been waiting for this.
Yo, dude.
Holy.
They got the ICE motel, too. Right?
Do they really?
Yeah, sure.
I saw the lights and I'm like, yo, no way is it ICE.
Crazy, man. It's about time we got some justice. Around.
Hell yeah, brother. Good for you. Be warm out there, okay? Oh my God. Hey, you guys stay safe. We love what you...
Again, we're seeing it. We are seeing the restoration of American communities. Just think about it. Democrats let this rot fester for years. Because according to radical Democrat mayors like Chicago's Brandon Johnson, it wasn't his problem. It wasn't his job.
Because that's their job.
They didn't want to lift a finger to the detriment of their communities. Well, just like he said, it's the federal government's job. And now there's a president who's actually doing something about it. This is the key difference between Trump or Republicans and Democrats. Democrats talk. They squawk a whole lot. Restorative justice and all these fancy, ridiculous terms, but Donald Trump acts, and he acts on common sense. You know, Obama talked a big game about helping Black and Hispanic communities, but what did he do? Nothing. Joe Biden, even worse, flooding their communities with cheap illegal labor and skyrocketing crime. And contrast that with Donald Trump, he's delivering. And it's clearly having a real, positive, tangible impact on people's lives. You know, like I always say, the proof is in the pudding. Democrats want to talk about their models and their philosophical theories and all their feel-good rhetoric, but it's all a distraction. Just look at what's happening on the street, on the ground level. Listen and talk to the people, and that pretty much tells you all that you need to know. Anyways, that's what I got for you guys on this one. Hopefully you enjoyed the video. If you did, make sure to leave a like and possibly subscribe. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you on the next one.